Hello, you're welcome to Living Seed. Thank you for joining us again on this program today. Our trust and prayer for your life is that God will impart you with His gracious word in order that He will enable you to live lives that are pleasing unto Him and offer Him acceptable service in our generation. Today's edition of Living Seed continues the studies on the first epistle of John under the theme Guidepost to the End Time Believer. God will never have you trapped on your way to eternity. He has therefore carefully marked out very clear signs on your way to eternity so that you will not be lost. Hear the warnings again today against false spirits and false teachings lying in wait to devour your faith and life in Christ as you listen unto Living Seed. Let me remind you to take up your Bibles and invite your neighbors and friends to enjoy this program with you. Write us for what spiritual needs you may have for counseling. The address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971 Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971 Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Now do bow to pray with us as I invite the servant of God on this program to bring us some more guidepost to the end time believer, Brother Gbile Akani.
Shall we pray together? Our Father and our God, we bless you for yet another opportunity to come to you. Thank you that we have this grace to look unto you and to look into the word of God. Thank you also, Lord, for our numerous listeners, brothers and sisters, who have continuously followed us in this series. How we just pray, Lord, that you will minister to our hearts together and use this today edition to touch and turn our lives around, even for the glory of your name. Lord, we want to ask that your word will mix with faith within us today, even as we study together in Jesus' name. Amen. While we praise God for each and every one of you that have been company with us in this series, we will take today to finally conclude the discussion about testing the spirits and dealing with false prophets and false prophecy, especially as end-time believers. And what are the guideposts you need to watch for in dealing with strange doctrines, extraneous manifestations, and diverse things that are coming as you go on in your Christian pilgrimage. Yet for our study, I will still want you to look at 1 John chapter 4. Today we are going to read verse 4, verse 5, and verse 6. And I'll be looking at what to look for in testing or in trying out or in proving whether a spirit is from God or whether a preacher, a prophet, a pastor, a teacher is speaking according to the counsel of God. Let's read from verse 4, 5, and 6. 1 John chapter 4. Ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. May God bless his word to our hearts today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, while we had looked at the various things to check in spirits, in messages that come your way, does he promote Christ? Does he impress the conviction of Jesus Christ as Lord over your life? Does he claim the lordship of Jesus Christ over your life? Or he tries to impose some other ideas unto you? Now today, I want us to go forward looking at the wisdom that the Spirit of God is lending us from these three verses that we are studying. And then we will now follow it up with several other scriptures that God has made available to us now. First, I'd like you to know that every man that is a false teacher or a false prophet or every spirit that is contrary to the spirit of Christ, the Bible says they are of the world. That's the first thing I want you to note as we build on this. They are of the world. That is to say, they originate, they emanate from the world system. They are not coming from God, neither are they coming from heaven. All the prophecies, all the inspirations are environmental. They are generated from the surroundings. Several of these things, they emanate from the spirit that governs the world. And the Bible quickly says, and I want you to note it now, the emphasis that false prophets, false teachers, and evil spirits bring about, they are not heavenward. They are not heavenly. They are not talking actually about how to get into God's presence in your life. They will be talking about how you can make your life better in this world. So verse 5 says, they are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Let's check that from all the versions we have here very quickly in order to establish a matter. Now it says in verse 5, this is William's translation. It says, they are children of the world. This is why they speak what the world inspires. And this is why the world listens to them. One of the critical things that ought not to confuse you is the number of crowd that goes after false teachers. When a man has veered away from the truth of Christ, he may suddenly become popular with men. The reason is because he is not challenging them to change from the spirit of the world. He's only pampering them and assuring them that the spirit that governs the world is also correct. You may discover that people are pulling crowd. Thousands, hundreds of thousands are running after men once they stop teaching about holiness, about victory over sin, about the coming judgment of God, about becoming like Jesus, about the cardinal issues of our faith. Once men begin to talk about what the world system loves to hear, and what will make you more comfortable in the world, it is not a surprise that the world system will listen to them. One of the things the Lord Jesus Christ also says is that, you see, these false teachers, they speak in a manner that the world loves them. He said, when the world loves you, it means you are a false prophet. Is that not what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5? Let me read Matthew 5. Unto you and see how to put it. He says in verse 12 of Matthew chapter 5, he said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. I think we could check it from the book of Luke. I want you to quickly follow me to the book of Luke and see the same passage rendered in the book of Luke. If you can turn quickly to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 6. Please check Luke 6. I want you to confirm that very quickly before we go ahead. Luke chapter 6. I'd like to read from verse 22 down to verse... Right? From verse 22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you, and cast you out, and cast your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and live for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Verse 26. Woe to you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. That's the first thing we want you to note. We want you to note that false prophets are generally accepted even by sinners. False prophets are generally applauded by compromisers. The reason is because they are of the world, and what they speak is purely of the world. So the world must embrace its own. Now let me read that for you from Living Bible. These men belong to this world. That's 1 John chapter 4 verse 5 in the Living Bible. These men, that is these false teachers, belong to this world. So quite naturally, they are concerned about worldly affairs, and the world pays attention to them. Please, I want you to note this. Now, false teachers, they are much more concerned about worldly affairs. They talk about things that is only beneficial in the world. Look at all the issues they will parade before you. If you come in, you will become a millionaire. If you come around here, you will have your babies. All your enemies will be slaughtered. All these are promises that false prophets will parade before you to seduce you. They are only concerned about worldly affairs. And so the world pays attention to them. That's the first thing. Whereas when you stand living by the word of God, following the Spirit of Christ, the world will not applaud you. The reason is simple. You are saying what is contrary to the world. You are following your master, whom the world system has hated. Jesus said, "If I were of the world would have loved me. But because I testify against the world, therefore the world has hated me." So even in the same manner, as you are checking, as you are trying out the spirits and the false prophets and false teachers, find out, are they only talking about worldly affairs? Are they only talking about what we perish with the using? Are they only talking about things that only end in this world and does not prepare you for eternity? These are critical issues. I know that if you are not careful, your heart may be deceived because the world system is talking about worldly affairs and you feel like you needed such things. But the Bible says, what does he profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Now, let me read that scripture again from the Amplified Bible before I go ahead. Amplified Bible says, they proceed from the world and they are of the world. Therefore, it is out of the world, its whole economy, morally considered, that they speak, and the world listens, pays attention to them. They speak out of the world's economy. Do you understand that now? You can see that many false prophets have multiplied in our time because of SAP. Many people are now really, really preaching. You see a lot of posters, how you can make it, breakthrough in business, breakthrough in how you can become a millionaire, how you can be prosperous. All of this, these are traits of men that are veered away from the truth of the word of God. Even those scriptures has enough principles for the prosperity of the saints. God has promised to meet your need according to his riches in glory. Yet, you see, prosperity, becoming rich, is not the cancer, is not the total cancer that Jesus Christ came to die for. That was not the issue that the Lord Jesus Christ came to labor for. Actually, all those that were rich in this world, he taught them what to do with their riches, how to lay their treasure, not here on earth, but in heaven. Friend, that's the first thing I want you to note. I want you to know that false prophets, because they are of the world, because they proceed from the world, they naturally speak of worldly affairs. Their considerations, the topics of their message, the emphasis of their prophecy is of the world. They speak from the world's economy. They speak about how to make things to work out well in the world. You could go to a church for 52 Sundays in a year. They are not talking about the coming of Jesus. They are not talking about preparing to meet your God. They are not talking about how to prepare your soul in holiness and righteousness, which are the principles that separates man from God. I want you to note this as guideposts in your life. Are you just going to soothsayers? Those who just tell you how everything will be all right, how the witches that are fighting you, how you are going to get rid of them. These are all worldly issues. These are all issues that if you had set your mind and your affection on the things above, you will have seen normal victory that Christ has offered us. Now, apart from this, what again must you look for in testing whether a man is correct or not? Let's look at it. Now, when you go back to Matthew 7, let's quickly rush to Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus Christ began to speak about beware of false prophets. Matthew 7. Now, verse 15, he has said, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You will know them by their fruits. That is very important. You will know them. You will know false prophets and you will know true teachers by their fruits. Not first of all by their gifts. The matter of fruits is the mark of a man's inner life rather than gifts and works. God has always emphasized that the issue of fruits of a man's life is the way to measure whether he's a right man or is a false prophet. Why? Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Now, so when you are looking at a man, a preacher, a prophet, a prophetess, the first thing to check, what is the fruit of his life? Is he bringing forth the character of Jesus Christ? The fruit of the Spirit, which you can read right now in Galatians chapter 5, verse 2, is it abundantly present in this man's life? Is he living in righteousness? Is he living in holiness? Is he living according to the will of God? Look at what to know about the fruit of the kingdom. How do you test whether somebody is actually growing in the kingdom of God or not? Please check Romans chapter 14 and verse 17 very quickly. Romans 14, 17. Now I read, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Do you find those things in these lives? They talk about meat, about food, about money, about clothes, about properties, about how they just bought a new car and all of that. Now, what do you look for? First, you must look for fruit. Jesus says, by their fruit, you shall know them. People can fake gifts. They cannot fake fruits. You can't stay with a man for 2 years and he will continue to pretend about the genuine fruit of his life. As a young lady, if you move close to a man of God, after 3 months, you will see him. You will see the passion of his life. You will see the direction. You will see the kind of thing he's looking for in your life. Again and again, you hear the kind of ideas that he has. Now, the Bible simply says, by their fruit, you shall know them. So, in order to test spirits, look for fruit rather than gifts. Look for actual character trait rather than bogus prophecies, rather than great miracles. By their fruits, you shall know them, not necessarily by their works or by their gifts. Secondly, leaders in the work of God are placed over God's flock based on the fruit of their lives rather than their charismatic gifts and works. If you look at Exodus 18 verse 21, the precondition for men to be appointed as leaders is not talking about their charismatic gifts. It talks about their fruits. Men of honest report, men who are self-controlled, these are issues that you will look for. When you go to Acts chapter 6, let's quickly read Acts chapter 6. I'm hoping that you can look at Exodus 18 at your spare time. But I want you to check Acts chapter 6 verse 3. When they wanted to appoint deacons in the New Testament, said, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you, 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. You need to look, this man that says he's a prophet, this man that says he's a Bible teacher, This man that says God has called him. This man that claims to be a pastor or general overseer. This man that says, well, God has called him as a founder and president. What are the fruits we see in his life? If a founder and president has four wives, you will need to see that the spirit of adultery, the spirit of fornication has not finished with him. You will wonder, where did he get his anointing? The Bible says, you will call his name Jesus because he will deliver his people from their sin. When a man is not delivered from sin, you need to query the source of his anointing. That's the first thing we are talking about here now. By their fruits, you will know them. Their character, their relationship with Jesus Christ is the authentic way of testing whether a man's spirit is correct or not. All right? If you look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, let me quickly rush through that again. How to test whether a man who claims to be a leader, who claims to be a prophet, who claims to be operating a special ministry gift, whether he is right, you know, whether he's living right or not. Let's look at what the Bible says. 1 Timothy chapter 3, and I'll quickly read verse 1 to 8. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless. This man, is he blameless in his environment? Some people have swindled another. Maybe they were living in another part of the country. They ran down to the southern part of the country and we are hearing about them. We are knowing that, oh, this great man of God is doing this. Do we have a clear testimony about him? Some have run people down in contracts and yet they are big men of God somewhere else. Some have been pushing cocaine for years. And when they have just made enough money, so that the police will not trace them again, they suddenly became preachers. Now, all this you need to look for. When police is harassing your pastor up and down, when other husbands are harassing, they are beating him up in the marketplace, you need to check whether this man is actually correct or not. Sorry if you think I'm being very direct, but I need to be direct with you. The matter I'm raising with you are the issues of eternity. Days have come when evil spirit, antichrist, false prophets have all gone everywhere. And there's need to check what the biblical injunction to try spirit. We try them by their fruits. He said he must be blameless. He must be husband of one wife. Excuse me, that's the Bible. He must be husband of one wife. It doesn't matter your church doctrine or your denominational standpoint. This is the word of God. This is the word of the Lord. There is nowhere the Bible permits a polygamist to be a leader, to be a preacher, to be a pastor, to be an evangelist. It doesn't matter whom you say prophesy to you. It doesn't matter whom you say anointed you or lay hands on you. Maybe these are the same spirits we are talking about. May God help you to take a clear decision. He must be vigilant. He must be sober. He must be of good behavior. He must be given to hospitality. He must not be given to wine. Do you have leaders that are always drunk? They come on the pulpit smelling. And so when he begins to prophesy, you can know where that prophecy is coming from. It's coming from alcohol. Yeah, from alcohol. Several people, when they are drunk, some are drug addicted. And so when they come, you see them blowing all kinds of tongues. I want to put it across to you. What to check is not their gifts, but their character, their lifestyle. Now, he must not be a striker. No greedy or filthy lucre. You have seen several works that are broken because of love of money. Several leaders don't have account. Oh, if you ask them, can you give us the account of church offering? That's the beginning of trouble. That's the day it will curse you. That's the day it will not bring a prophet and say, if you don't repent against your rebellion against the man of God, you will die. Now, we want you to see, these are issues. You can read through the scripture by yourself. The Bible said, he must be one that rules well his own house, verse 4, having his children in subjection with all gravity. What is his family life like? Is he living right? Is he working according to the will of God? Are his children obedient to the truth? These are things to check in the life of a man before you run after him. These are the things to check in the life of a leader before you begin to even give attention unto what he says. Number 3, you must check whether even this man is actively obedient to God's word. Is it deliberately following God's word and God's will rather than mere loud and bogus profession of his lordship? God's priority in any man is obedience. The Bible said, they call me Lord, Lord, but they have not done what I've told them to do. Now you need to check. Is there active active obedience in the life of this leader? Is he actively obedient to the word of God? Is he walking in the light of the word of God? Is he living according to the will of God? And even the message, does he call you unto obedience unto the word of God? Does he deal with the issue of sinful habits in your life? Or he pampers your sinful life? Do you run away from another church where they are insisting that you must live correctly? And then you became a big leader in this congregation. Maybe there's a false spirit ruling in that place. I call you to check all this. Let me conclude by saying to you that fruit is God's basis of evaluation and judgment of our lives. Several men have shifted their emphasis from the Lord Jesus onto mere things. Others have been lured away into error. The Lord is more concerned about the fruit of righteousness in all our lives and labors. I want to ask you, these are guideposts so that you don't fall into the hand of an hungry man who is there in the ministry to make a good living. May God help you as our brother prays with you. If you are already trapped, just bow your knees and God will respond to you in the name of Jesus.
Our Father, we thank you and we cry to you today, O God, that you deliver your people from false prophets. And Lord, save them. Bring them safe into your bosom. In Jesus' name, amen. Not all crowd pullers are correct. Rather, false prophets are loved by the crowd of this world because their principles and interests are of the world. Is that spirit in you and in your preacher preparing your heart and life by pressing heavenly principles and holiness thereon? Be warned, or else you will follow this false prophet into your breakthrough into hell. God bless you. Our address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. God bless you.